Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right.
This is America. The president is
don't ever let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready. Welcome again to Esprit.net News. On this program, intelligence officials are briefing President Obama about the hacking, the Russia hacking. He's at the White House. We have new laws for 2017. There were so many of them, it threw me, and so I altered the show a little bit. This was just going to be a year in review, but we're still going to do partially a year of review. I figure in every show in January, until the end of the month, so I can give you some current news and just give you a review of some of the shows, of some of the news that's already happened. Also, you know, pop superstar Janet Jackson delivers a baby boy. Now, it's not named Michael, but still, she had a boy. And again, like I said, we have a review in news. So I just want to welcome you on to the program. And remember, our dialing number today is 909-265-9189. That's 909-265-9189. And if this is your first time listening, Esprit.net News is a week worth of news in just one setting. So we are a weekly news wrap-up show. And you can always catch us at solarsyracuse.esprit.radio. Either way, esprit.radio.solarsyracuse.com or www.solarsyracuse.com/esprit.radio. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time today. I was a little under the weather, but I had to get my bearings back. If you're wondering why, a little congested, a little under the weather, but I'm good. So welcome to the show. And the chat room is now open. So if you want to send us some questions or comments in the chat room, I'll, you know, kind of answer some of them, maybe, depending on what they are. All right. So I want to start off with new laws for 2017. Just to start our year off right, I think you should know what's going on in the world. So if you're in Tennessee, Tennessee has lowered the minimum age for a handgun carry permit. Now, they lowered it from 21 to 18. And so if you're in Tennessee, you can carry a handgun if you're 18 now. And also, people who brewers can boost the alcohol content in beer and cider. So they actually lowered that gun carry laws age and said, hey, you can get drunk too. So we'll see how that works in Tennessee. Now, if you're in Missouri, adults in Missouri can now carry concealed firearms without a permit. So in Tennessee, they lowered the age, but in Missouri, you don't even need a permit. So, students also in Missouri who fight at school or bully classmates could face different charges under their new state laws. Previously, harassment and third-degree assault were misdemeanor crimes, but now they all will be felonies. So if you have a fight at school, you can get charged with a felony. That's in Missouri. In Pennsylvania, hunters can shoot animals with semi-automatic rifles. So you can bring machine guns, apparently, to hunt in Pennsylvania. Also, you know, in Philadelphia, speaking of Pennsylvania, it becomes the first major American city with a tax on sugary soda. Now, 1.5 cents an ounce. So if you're just doing the math, that's 24 cents for a 16-ounce drink. Now, the soda industry they're challenging this law in court, but it went into effect on January 1, so there's a 25-cent tax on soda. Okay. Now, in Vermont, they now require paid sick leave for workers, as does Santa Monica, California, and Spokane, Washington. So the state of Vermont and these two cities, Santa Monica, California, and Spokane, Washington, now requires paid sick leave for its workers. In Illinois, residents no longer have to pay, this is just a little weird, 6.25 luxury tax on feminine hygiene products. If you don't know, New York State actually passed that law as well, but I don't know why you would have to pay a luxury tax on, never mind, we're just going to move on. In Illinois also, licensed cosmetologists will be required to complete an hour-long domestic violence and sexual assault awareness course every 2 years. Now, the education is seen as a means to help victims who may be too afraid to speak out, and the salon workers will not be liable if they fail to report possible instances of customers abuse. Okay, so I guess you have to be able to spot an abuse victim, but you don't have to report them. But you got to pay for that every 2 years. Okay, I don't understand that law at all. All right, so publicly traded companies in Portland, Oregon must now pay a tax if their CEO owns 100 times more than the average wage of all employees. So if you have a CEO that is raking in the bucks and their employees are not getting any money, they are going to have to pay taxes to Portland, Oregon. Now, online shoppers in Utah now face a 4.7% sales tax. Now, Utah residents will begin to pay this 4.7% tax on Amazon purchases or any purchases over the internet instead of using an honor system, because I guess they had to use the honor system, and paying, I guess there's no state tax probably, so they were saying if you buy online, you have to do the honor system and pay your state tax. Now, the state estimates that it's been losing $200 million each year due to the untaxed purchases. Hopefully this doesn't catch on around the country. It says, you know, it's interstate commerce, so let it go, people. All right, now, Oregon residents are banned from releasing sky lanterns. Didn't know that was pretty big in Oregon, but if you have a wedding and you want to send out doves or birds or whatever, and you want to kind of let go a sky lantern, it is now illegal in Oregon. Must have been a fad or something. Not sure. All right, now, in California, motorists are no longer permitted to hold a wireless telephone or electronic wireless communication devices while driving a motor vehicle. Now, we've had this in New York for a while, but they are specific to the size and where you have to have it and how far it needs to be away from you if you're using a smartphone. Like, so if you're using your finger to swipe to turn the phone on and off, I think that's perfectly legal, but it does have to be a certain distance away from you. I don't know how that works, but Anyway, okay, that's California. Now, also in California, mascot names. Now, this law passed in 2015. The Assembly Bill 30 gave public schools until 2017 to ditch a mascot like Redskins and, you know, those widely denounced racist and insensitive mascots. So there were four high schools in California that needed to comply. Two of those schools now have a mascot. I guess their school mascot is Tribe. That's what they cheer, I guess. One is called the Reds. They're fighting this, apparently. And the other one has ditched the mascot altogether, so they don't have a mascot. So there were four schools that needed to comply this year. And instead of calling the Redskins or another derogatory name of Native Americans, they're called the Tribe, I guess, because that can be anybody. And the other one is the Reds. Yeah, nobody would mix the Reds and the Redskins up, right? All right. Now, recreational marijuana used for adults, or recreational marijuana use for adults and Nevada residents became legal on January 1st. Now, California, Massachusetts, and Maine residents also passed recreational marijuana measures on Election Day. So I don't know when those kick in, but I know it does in Nevada. Now, if you live in Nevada, check your laws. If you're visiting Nevada, you might want to check the laws as well. So I'm just doing the news. I am no expert in any of those areas, so I have no clue when that started or what the stipulations are. So don't just take it for what it's worth. Just doing the news. All right, anyone who shining a laser pointer at an aircraft, vehicle, or other person in New Hampshire could face a misdemeanor charge. So apparently I know that's become a little popular where people are flashing laser pointers at people, but it is now a misdemeanor in New Hampshire. In New Jersey, now New Jersey has eliminated bail for some non-violent offenders. So the numbers go like this. 1 in 12 defendants, because of bail of $2,500 is too high, they have 1 in 12 defendants still in jail. So opening, so they just passed this law saying that they made commitments to not impose bail in a lot of cases for nonviolent offenders. We'll see how this works out when they shake out the details of that. But there's a new law in Jersey that says they have to eliminate bail. I think if it's set too low, they just eliminate it because it just didn't make sense. All right, now, opening birth certificates in New Jersey sealed at adoption has also passed. This was a law that starts now. The state health department will begin fulfilling requests from adopted people to obtain their original birth certificates that contain information about their parents. Now, I didn't see the show on Lifetime or anything, but I think this can go all wrong. But you can now in New Jersey, as an adopted child, request your original birth certificate. It is not sealed anymore in New Jersey. So there you have it. There's just some of the new laws that are passed. I have a ton more, but just wanted to kick off the year with telling you in some states, here's what's going on around the world. So just obey the laws, but there are a lot more. I know New York State has a law that I guess has increased the minimum wage, and they also have a law that will can't even remember what it was. Okay, I guess I'll be obeying that law as well. But there are some new laws. I just didn't go through all of them. So if you want to go on the internet and look for your state laws, just pretty much go check those out. Now, I just want to remind you, you're listening to Esprit Net News. Our calling number is area code 909-265-9189. You know, I'm a little under the weather today, but I felt compelled to still give you the news. I know it's the first show of the year, and usually I'd like to do a recap or kind of a year in review. So we're going to do some of those at the end of the show. And probably next week we'll do a whole show because there's so much news that I think warrant us having taken a second look at it because there was a lot of things that happened. Now, Janet Jackson, pop superstar or music superstar and actress Janet Jackson and her husband Wissam Al-Manna welcomed their new son, Issa Al-Manna, into the world on Tuesday. Now, this is Janet Jackson's first child. I know they're making a big deal out of this, but Janet Jackson, I know the rumors were that she was going to name her child Michael. I don't know who started those rumors, but it didn't happen, unless it did happen and they're just not telling us. But there you have it. Janet Jackson did give birth, and she looks gorgeous, so maybe she might resume her tour. I guess it's a little too early to tell. She just had a baby. All right. Now, Sears is to close 150 stores and sell the famous Craftsman tool brand for $900 million in a bid to keep the company afloat. They have been low on money, so they sold their Craftsman brand inside of their store. Macy's is also closing some stores this year, and I don't have the exact number in front of me, but they have announced that they are going to close some stores. So we'll keep an eye out on that story and more. So Sears and Macy's started the year off by announcing they didn't have good Christmases. Okay, Los Angeles was hit by a swarm of 250 small earthquakes in one day, while Oklahoma suffers three large tremors. Now, a fury of earthquakes struck the end of broadly seismic zone, which is described as an active region where tectonic plates are moving and the earth crust is getting stretched out. So if you're in Los Angeles and you felt like there was an earthquake, it probably was. 250 small earthquakes. I have nothing else to say about that. Now, President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama will be bidding farewell to the White House in just a few weeks. It's a really sad day for me, so I'm not going to enjoy doing any presidential news after this month. But they're going to have a party on Friday. They're saying goodbye with one final big bash. This will not be just any other party. Now, they chose to go out with a bang, inviting stars, including Beyonce, Jay-Z, Bruce Springsteen, Oprah Winfrey, Usher. And they said that although it'll be a sad moment for both the president and the first lady, as well as many guests, they're also inviting some supporters. So it's not just stars and entertainers, but it will be some behind-the-scenes political supporters. So I am saying go for broke. The party is on tomorrow, so the Obamas, their president and the first lady, is going to kind of shake that place to a score for a minute. And also, you know, what happened in the White House today, the intelligence officials are briefing President Obama at the White House on election hacking. They say were ordered by the Kremlin. Now, the briefing covered a report that the president requested before he leaves office on cyber threats that hurt Democrats during the November elections and other hacks that coincide with previous presidential elections. Now, a public version of the report will be ready early next week. The White House confirmed this afternoon. They suspect on Monday that this report will be available. Now, the intelligence community said in October's report, that it was the opinion of 17 agencies that Russia was behind the hacks and on the Democratic Party. the party officials, and John Podesta, who was a former advisor to the president and who also worked for Hillary Clinton at the time. So they actually have proof. This is 17 agencies that have proof of this happening. So we'll keep an eye on this story, although we have a few more weeks left. The president has ordered sanctions and removed 35 people from or expelled them from the country. That happened last week. They gave them till Sunday to get out of Dodge, and so they already left the country. And some other sanctions as well. Now, New York governor defends his decision to commute the sentence of a terrorist getaway driver of a $1.6 million Brinks heist that left two cops and a guard dead, saying that she is community-minded. So New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has defended his decision to commute the sentence of that getaway driver who took place in that robbery to fund a militant terror group. Now, in light of this story, President Obama, if you can hear me, if somebody can just kind of let him listen to this cast. There was a couple of people who you can probably commute that you should not feel bad for and just go commute them. This would be Mumia Abu-Jamal, Assata Shakur, Marcus Garvey, and hundreds of other people. But if you're going to do that the day before you leave, that's fine. But make sure the ink is dry before the other cat getting there and let us know. So I'm hoping that the president does commute some people. I mean, he did the deferred and commuted some sentences, but we need some pardons in this. Just pardon those guys before you leave. Now, America's first bishop to be indicted over sexual abuse of children dies at the age of 83. This is former Bishop Thomas Dupree, of the first Roman Catholic bishop in the United States to be indicted on sexual abuse claims during the flood of abuse accusations against the church. He has passed away. So I don't know what else to say about that story. Now, Italian priests organized orgies in the rectory and pimped out up to 15 lovers and took them to a nudist and swingers resort in France. Now, Friar Adrien Coton is also accused of making homemade pornographic videos and hiding the movies in plain sight and placing them in boxes featuring the names of various popes. If you want to go look that story up, I'm not saying any more about this story, but if you want to go look it up, it's Andrea Coten is his name, if you want to go look it up. Now, Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar have been unveiled as the headline acts for Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival this year. Radiohead is the other group that's headlining. Now, Beyonce is set to perform at the Iconic Music Festival on Saturday, April 15th, and Saturday, April 22nd. It will be Beyonce's first time performing a full set at the festival. She is a familiar face there to the crowd because she briefly appeared on stage during her husband Jay-Z set in 2010 and again for her younger sister Solange in 2014. But closing out the weekend, the Sunday concerts will be headlined by Kendrick Lamar. So I expect to see them both in the at some point on stage together. You know, they actually did make some songs together, so we'll see how that goes. Now, former X Factor contestant Rebecca Ferguson has been asked to perform at Donald Trump's inauguration. Now, she announced on her Twitter page on Monday that she had been approached by their team to sing at the ceremony in Washington, D.C., scheduled for January 20th. However, the singer noted that she would only go through with the appearance if she was allowed to sing Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit. Now, the track that was made in the 30s was protesting racism. So if you never heard Strange Fruit, here is the here's the first line. First of all, here's what she said. She said, "If you allow me to sing Strange Fruit, a song that has huge historical importance, a song that was blacklisted in the United States for being too controversial," she will perform at the inauguration. But the track opens with the lyrics, "Southern trees bear strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood on the roots. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze, strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree." Okay, I'm going to take a quick guess. They're probably not going to let her perform. But shout out to her, Rebecca Ferguson from the X Factor in Britain. So good shout out to her. And stop trying to get people to perform there when you know you got an issue with people of color. Just wanted to put that out there for the record. All right, I want to remind you, you're listening to Esprinet News. You can call and join us at area code 909-265-9189. This is where you get a week summary of news and information in just one setting. If you want to send us an email, hey, send it to news@soulofsyracuse.com. If you're negative, don't send it. Or if you're negative and send it, it'll get deleted. So either way, feel free. Now, a 14-year-old who recorded a video at Saucon Valley High School in Pennsylvania of a fellow black student and made a series of racial remarks during the short clip has been charged. Now, the student, who has not been named, filmed a 16-year-old student while he was eating chicken wings in the cafeteria in October and then posted it on Snapchat. So there's a chicken wing eating contest here, is what he said. If this effing N-word is taking his time, and is what the racist student said, he is getting free effing chicken, you N-word, and it has been a minute, and he is still on the same effing wing. Now, the 16-year-old didn't know that he was being filmed and only found out when a friend showed him the video. Now, the 14-year-old who filmed and shared it will be charged with cyber harassment and ethnic intimidation. Now, the DA went on to say that the 16-year-old student has been charged in other incidents before, including one where a group of students called themselves the Rednecks through a Confederate flag on the 16-year-old shortly after he transferred to the school. So the DA went on to say that he will be seeking an informal adjustment in juvenile court. That means that the charges levied against the 14-year-old, if he completes a series of probationary requirements, the charges will not be levied against the kid. So let me get this straight. He's going to prosecute him, but if he completes some kind of sensitivity training, they won't even add the charges to him. In the meantime, the 16-year-old also faces charges of his own stemming from the incident shortly after the video was published where he beat up the 14-year-old. So the lawyer representing the 14-year-old claims that his client is the real victim. So he filmed somebody, called them racial names and the N-word and all this other stuff. He is getting a talking to, and then the charges to be dropped, but the person who he offended is going to get arrested for, or is going to get charged with assaulting the kid who verbally assaulted him. Okay, in the words of that crazy fool Don King, only in America. Just wanted to put that out there. Now, a married teacher made out with an underage student in a high school parking lot after a basketball game and had sex with him in his car. Now, Jessica Welch Green, 27, of Moxville, North Carolina, was arrested in December on three charges of having sex with an underage girl. Boy. Don't want to get Jessica's situation messed up. My bad. All right. Now, I almost had to skip this one. I just wanted to go to a more reasonable story. But On January 9th is the day that people who are most likely to try to start an affair, apparently, because they want to reclaim their freedom after Christmas, is what the data from one of the world's biggest sites for people seeking extramarital affairs has revealed. So they're saying that people who are going to this website, they normally go on January 9th. It's the date that your partner is most likely to cheat. So on the 9th, can you just keep an eye on your partner? According to this website, it's a big day for business for them. Seems kind of strange. I didn't make this up. It's kind of in the news. Now, you can fly business class for the cost of an economy ticket. Now, most of us have dreamt of flying business class for an economy ticket, and you can now make that a reality with the help of five simple tips from the travel site Skyscanner. So, you know, I'm going to invite you to go to their online website, Skyscanner, to find out what those tips are. Now, I didn't find them too helpful for myself, so I'm not going to read them, but they're just saying you can look up on some tickets if you know the right place to look. Okay, just wanted to throw that out there. Now, if you're under, you know, this is kind of a good story for me at the moment, although I'm not having this problem, but, you know, just being a little under the weather. There's a science to phlegm, by the way. So coughing up phlegm or sneezing is a part of battling a cold. Now, the fact that you have a runny nose or coughing up phlegm shows that your body is fighting off infection and hopefully eliminating it from your body. This is what Dr. Sarah Brewer, a general practitioner, is saying, that both can provide telltale signs of how your body is coping with a cold or respiratory infection. Also, the color of the phlegm can reveal how serious your infection is. So if it is very discolored, like in a green or brown or blood-stained way, it is wise to seek medical attention from a pharmacist or your general practitioner. If it's white, this means that the tissue in your nose has swollen, so the mucus in your nose can't move through your nasal passages as quickly as usual. So if you're coughing up white phlegm, it may mean that you have an upper respiratory tract infection, such as a cold or an allergy, which causes congestion of the sinuses. So long as it's you know, it could be, I don't want to be too disgusting, but if it's milky or clear, it just means that your body is getting rid of some stuff out of your body. Doesn't mean that you have any kind of infection, so don't go for antibiotics. Now, if it's green or yellow, if this has a thick consistency and it's quite dark, it suggests that you have a viral or bacterial infection. This could be in your sinuses or in your lower respiratory tract. So if you're coughing up data from your lungs, hey, go see somebody. That means you just actually have an infection. Now, if it's dark yellow or even green color occurs when the white blood cells are rushing to fight infection. So that's what gives it the color. So it's fighting the infection. Now, if it's pink or red, this can be a sign that you have fluid in your lungs, called a condition called pulmonary edema. So people suffering from this bring up a very distinctive, frothy, pink, I know it sounds a little disgusting, so you might want to go see somebody. Any other color, go see somebody. But if it's clear, just blow your nose. Just wanted to share that part of it. Now, here is where I wanted to do a year in review. Wanted to make sure that some of the stories that happened early in the year, we're just not forgetting. So I wanted to do a year in review just to make sure that, you know, we understand what 2016 was to the rest of us. Now, if you don't remember, one of the big stories of 2016 was the Oscar So White hashtag. Now, Oscars went two consecutive years without nominating any people of color in major categories. So if you don't remember, Jada Pinkett Smith you know, revealed on like a YouTube video that she would not attend the Oscars or watch it on TV in response to the lack of nomination of people of color. She said, "I can't help ask the question, is it time that people of color recognize how much power and influence we have amassed that we no longer need to ask to be invited any place?" So she kicked it off, and then director Spike Lee, who holds an honorary Oscar, said, "How is it possible for two consecutive years and all 20 contenders under the actors category are white? And let us not even get into the other branches." Lupita Nyong'o, who won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in 2014 for her performance in 12 Years a Slave, she wrote on her Instagram that, "I am disappointed by the lack of inclusion in this year's Academy Award nominations. It had me thinking about the unconscious prejudice and what merits prestige in our culture. We're moving in the wrong direction," is what George Clooney said. He said that minorities were better represented in the Oscars 10 years ago. And he also said, "I think that African Americans have a real fair point that the industry isn't representing them well. I think it's absolutely true." Well, thank you, George Clooney, on that one. Now, Danny DeVito responded, but he responded, I would say, in the most harshest terms of all. And bravo to Danny DeVito. But he said that Americans are a bunch of racists. And he said, "It's unfortunate that the entire country is a racist country. So this is one example of the fact that even though people were given great performances in movies, they weren't even thought about. We are living in a country that discriminates and has certain racist tendencies," is what he said. "So sometimes it manifests itself in something like this, and it's illuminated. But just generally speaking, we're a bunch of racists." And he added that the Academy Awards, he added, when the Academy Awards happen, their ratings after the Oscars So White hashtag happened was their lowest ratings in 8 years. So shout out to everybody who started that boycott. And this year, don't fall for the boycott is over stuff. I'm not sure who all the nominations are. Didn't do that story. And I'm sure it's going to be out in the next week or so. But stay vigilant and know the Academy Awards will do some symbolic stuff. Although there are some great movies out. There were some good movies out from before. You know, I think Straight Outta Compton last year had their the only white folks who worked on the production, I don't know if it was the writers or cinematographers, but the whole movie had people of color in it, and the only people who got nominated was the people who were behind the scenes for an Oscar. It was kind of disgusting. So, you know, a report offered a sobering statistic that furthered evidence in a deep discrepancy between Hollywood and the American population. It was entertains gender, race, and ethnicity. Now, the prequel to The Oscars So White is The Hollywood Is So White. Now, this is Professor Stacey Smith, one of the study's authors, in the review. She said that we don't have a diversity problem. We have an inclusion crisis. Now, the study examined 109 films released by major studios, including the Art House division in 2014, and 305 scripts, First One TV programs, and digital series across 31 networks and streaming services. Overall, the landscape of media content is still largely whitewashed, is what the study concluded. And in the 414 studied films and series, only a third of speaking characters were female, and only 28.3% were from minority groups, and about 10% or less, or I guess they made up 10% or less of the population. So Anyway, the stories didn't get any better for the conclusion of 2016, that problem was solidified by study. So although the Oscar so white thing took off, I don't know why we needed the study to prove that. I think we saw it in live and in living color. Now, Saturday Night Live, another big story of the year was, or which I thought was actually a pretty funny story of the year, was Saturday Night Live captured the mass hysteria surrounding the release of Beyonce's new song, Formation. Now, if you don't remember this is during, she also had a Super Bowl performance that made some people feel some kind of way. So Saturday Night Live, you know, this thing came to light, I guess, a day before the Super Bowl when she released a track about her heritage and the Black Lives Matter movement and America's neglect of New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. Saturday Night Live made fun of the uproar, and they screened a trailer for a spoof apocalyptic movie called The Day Beyonce Turned Black. So if you have not seen this, you have to see it on YouTube. But the voiceover says, for white people, it was just another great week. They never saw it coming. They had no warning. Then the day before the Super Bowl, it happened. Then the track is released, and all hell breaks loose. And so white people hyperventilate, and they're running and screaming to their cars saying, we have to leave America. Beyonce is black. As as lines from Formation are playing in the background, and in the office, this woman, played by Cecily Strong, stands up in confusion, holding her headphones, saying, guys, I don't understand this new song. And her white male colleagues turn to her, equally confused, and she says, hot dog in my bag swag. He said, what does that mean? So finally, someone else says, maybe this song isn't for us. And that's when the mass panic happened, with people screaming and hiding under their desks and fleeing out their homes. So if you didn't see it, Saturday Night Live spoof on Beyonce's Formation video release. Now, if you don't remember the controversy, even after this, the Super Bowl, after that, people on, you know, fake news shows were just having a fit and making crazy comments, and the police unions even came out and said, just because Beyonce had, you know, I guess a bunch of black women in black outfits in the Super Bowl halftime performance, that they didn't want to protect her during her concert. So another great thing that happened in 2016 is that the Honorable Minister Farrakhan from the Nation of Islam said that he would gladly offer up the fruit of the FOI to protect Beyonce in her upcoming concert tour if police didn't show up. So if there was a problem with her having protection, the FOI was going to protect her, is what happened during that whole controversy. So in 2016, that was a big deal for a little while. But again, my favorite part, if you go check out the Saturday Night Live spoof on the Beyonce's video Formation, you will see what I mean. Just another one of those stories. All right, you're listening to Esprinet News. Again, you can call in and join us. Area code 909-265-9189. Just going over a little year interview view. Just wanted to do a few stories about you know, some things that happened in the world. So, you know, we can make sure that we keep on top of the know. So next week, I am definitely going to do some more stories about of things that happened last year. In presidential news, I can just kind of run through these quickly. I forgot the Smithsonian. Of course, the Smithsonian Institute opened with the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. That opened in September with President Obama leading the dedication and ribbon-cutting ceremonies. It featured a collection of 11 exhibits to trace the history of slavery, segregation, civil rights, and African-American achievements in arts, entertainment, sports, the military, and the wider culture. So artifacts on loan from other institutions is displayed, such as documents from Abraham Lincoln's 13th Amendment and Emancipation Proclamation. So that also happened this year. So if you get a chance, if our commish was here, we would talk about this because she went to the museum, and I have not gone yet, and so she'd be able to give us some good insight on. She's already told me how much she enjoyed it and how great it was. So that would be something that we would have to talk about. So maybe we'll talk about that on the next show. President Obama banned the use of solitary confinement for juveniles in the federal prison system. He's stating that the practice was an affront to our common humanity. That happened this year. And the first family, the president, the first lady Michelle, children Sasa Malaya, and the first lady's mother, Marion Robinson, went to Havana, Cuba. Now, President Obama was the first sitting president in nearly 90 years to visit the island, and a trip that the White House says will deepen Americans' relationship with Cuba. That was also something that happened this year. Also, you know, one of the news stories I thought that was missed was that Libyan President Muammar Gaddafi predicted the rise of Islamic terrorism and warned Europe that it would be attacked. Now, the transcripts from the call between the British Prime Minister at the time and President Gaddafi was published for the first time, and experts say that the Libyan president may have just been wrongly ignored. Yeah, I think that was just kind of, I don't remember anybody talking about this news story, but it was interesting. They said he may have been wrongly ignored. I think he was ignored. All right. Now, again, I want to remind you to listen to Esprinet News, and we're just kind of covering just a few more stories that happened in 2016 to give you a recap of some stories. But in the meantime, I wanted to catch you up to date, give you some news. I know this is going to be a shorter version of our news program, but you're listening to Esprinet News. We will definitely be back next week with more news and information for you. So make sure you tune in, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just check in, go to BTR, go to EspriRadio.SolarSyracuse.com, and you can also find us there for more news and information. So there you have it. If you want to check us out or send us some news for some stories that you want us to do, just be sure to send your emails to news@SolarSyracuse.com, and we'll check it out there. But in the meantime, hey, everybody has a great 2017, and we will check back with you later. You listen to Esprinet News. All right.